Man, if we don't cut this goddamn mic on. Why? Because AJ Dabanska, I hope I said his last name right, AJ Dabanska, the number one prospect in the nation, is about to get $7 million to play for BYU? Jesus. And that's the most if I'm not mistaken, last episode, if it wasn't last week's episode or the week before that, I just finished running down a list of the top prospects. Well, not top prospect, because he's a prospect right now, but everybody else that's still in college or who could possibly be leaving college. You know, what did I say Shedeur Sanders was getting, about $3 or $4 million? AJ getting $7 million to go to BYU. That's why I said this, it levels the playing field when you got cats top. I'm not going to lie to you. I've never heard of a top 10 prospect going to a school like BYU. You see what I'm saying? And they, especially not for basketball. Football, it might be different. But basketball, no. No. $7 million? Yeah, they brought out the bag. This is the money train episode. This is the money train slash trade episode because it's time for us to stand up, look towards the east, and we're laughing over here in L.A. No, I'm not going to lie. There's no room for us to be salty. My Dodgers just won a World Series. We beat the Yankees on their field. It still feels good, right? Champagne is still wet over there in their grass. And to make matters worse, I told you, I love the hate. I get it. But I more so respect the hate that's authentic. You know, when people from New York say, I don't like the Lakers, you know what I mean? I don't like the Dodgers. We know what that comes from. We just don't like y'all. We don't like y'all lifestyle. We don't like the players, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They don't like us, right? And then you have the fan bases where they like, I can't like y'all, but I got respect for y'all. Those are dope too. Those are dope people too. Shout out to Denny Blanco. If you're listening to this, Denny Blanco, hey, I got to talk about this. I have to talk about this, Denny. Why? Because we had to face Juan Soto in the World Series. And I'm going to tell you right now, him going over here to the Mets, it's an internal issue that's going on in New York right now. It's a lot going on in New York overall, but some of it has, like half of it don't have anything to do with sports. Competition? Maybe. But there's a lot of shit that's going on in New York right now. But sticking with sports right now, it's like, where do the New Yorkers hang their hat on? Are they fully rolling with the Knicks, Denny? Are they still on the Yankees train? They ain't gonna never leave the Yankees, just like we'll never leave the Dodgers alone. But they're upset. They are upset because 700, is it 756 or is it 765? Honestly, it really don't matter about that 11 million difference. That nigga, it broke the bank over there. And is going over there to the Mets, who we played the series before the Yankees. Follow me, Denny. Because what I'm saying is, I hope this works out for the Mets. I'm not sure where we're at with the Yankees. I mean, they're still going to be a good team or whatever. And I hope it all works out for them or not. I'm not much of a Yankee hater though, to tell you the truth. In all honesty, like I told 12 Cal, because 12 Cal's a Yankee fan, Manny B is a Yankee fan, but it's not necessarily the Yankees, like the team. It's New York. You know, New York has always had this different bravado to them. They've always had this cockiness to them, you know, and they always had this level of disrespect for other places, other regions. So to beat them, it matters because of that, and maybe that alone, because if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't care for the Yankees, right? And the Yankees, historically, has been the monster. They've been called the, what have they been called? That I love the name. I love the name, the nickname that they gave them. But I can't think of it right now. I can't think of it. I can't. Y'all can help me out with it. It's something connected with Darth Vader or whatever. The Evil Empire. There we go. The evil. They've been the Evil Empire. You know, and we're the Sunshine State. You know, la 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 la. You know, and they're the. It's a lot that plays into it. That's why the World Series was so big. But here's the killer part. Here's what I've been waiting to get up to. Get going to Denny is that. I hope this works out for the Mets. You want to know why? Because I want to see the Mets. I want to see. Now, we can't play the Mets in the World Series. You know what I mean? But I would love to beat them. I would love it to beat them again. Again. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know how many years, but to get 700 plus, that's got to be more than 10 years, right? I seen somebody online say 15. So if that's the case, that's basically his whole career. That's his whole career. Unless he's getting traded, and I'm not sure if anyone has gotten traded with a major contract like that. So 15 years, have at it. Have at it. You know what I'm saying? We got our hitters. We got our pitchers over here, so we good. We good. It would have been to get Juan Soto over here in L.A. I think, as a matter of fact, the Yankee fans said it best. They said, I would have preferred you to pick the Dodgers over the Mets. Yo, and that's the thing. I don't even think the Yankee fans hate us more than they hate the Mets. And because that's like saying for us, no, because the Clippers, like I said, I don't know how many times I got to say this, but y'all got to understand the Clippers is not a rivalry. They're just another team that just happened to be in L.A., but they don't have the cachet to go back and forth with us. So, we don't hate the Clippers more than we hate Boston. We hate Boston, you know, and then under that shit, you might as well go with a Utah Phoenix after that. Not even just talking about the history between the Lakers and Utah and the history between the Lakers and Phoenix or the Lakers and San Antonio, the Lakers and Dallas or some shit like that. No, Clippers don't have that type of history or resume with us. So we can't consider them rivals. It always will be Boston. And then everybody else could just fight for that second spot who we hate the most. You know what I'm saying? Like Memphis is trying. They are really trying to be number two. And I don't think it'll ever get there because Memphis ain't got shit to stand on. You know what I'm saying? Whether they knock us out of the playoffs or the play-in game, that shit don't mean nothing. Like it's got to be a meaningful series. Not a meaning, like, you could whoop our ass all year, but in that playoffs, like the Sacramento Kings recently started being great, or not even great, just good, like, recognizable niggas, they not a pushover or anything like that, but them niggas ain't worth shit, them niggas ain't been worth shit since the early 2000s when they had a dope squad, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mike Bibby, he was a Laker killer, you know what I'm saying? Bobby coming off the bench, forget about it. You know what I'm saying? Chris Webber, Peja, they had nigga Doug Christie, Vlade, they had niggas over there. But at the end of the day, that run got cut short. It's been over. Them niggas got De'Aaron Fox. They got Monks over there. They got Sabonis, who came, you know, his father played for Portland, who Portland had gave us problems at one point. But they ain't been shit. Shit, hell, even Golden State, when Golden State started to win, we wasn't in a position to be their rivals, you know what I'm saying? But getting back to the baseball thing, New York just got a in-state, in-city rival with each other, and it's going to be interesting. I looked up tickets for the Dodger game versus the Yankees and the Mets. Forget about it, because I want to take me and Marcy. Me and Marcy want to go. Forget about it. Forget, I'm not spending $600 each. I'm not spending $1,200 to go watch them. It's 3 days. You know, like, nigga, the Yankees going to be out here for 3 days straight. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm not spending $1,200. I'm not spending $800. And I'm not spending $600. You know, $400, Yeah. 600? Nah. No. No. But we'll see. We'll see. And I've seen some cheaper tickets, but we'll see. But shout out to the Mets, man. Like, in a weird type of way, I want y'all to just relish and flourish over the Yankees. Just because I like to see that type of messiness and pettiness. It's going to be, oh my God. I don't normally watch a lot of games during the season because there's so many games, dog. Like I said, nigga, when the Yankees come out here, they're going to be out here for a week. I got to pay attention. I'm not about to watch y'all niggas play Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And say, no, nigga, I'm going to catch a Saturday game or a Friday night game and shit like that when I'm at work, and then that's going to be it. I'm not about to watch 164. See, nigga, catch me in the post. Nigga, call me when it's October. Call me when it's October. That's when I want to get into the funk. That's when I want to get into the pitching rotation. You know, that's when I want to see the batters line up in October. But right now, nah. I might go to a couple of spring games. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta tune in to the very first. If I was to get free tickets to the Mets, and I just had to catch a flight to New York, I am definitely going to that first game between the Mets and the Yankees. Oh my God, the Bulls are going to be historical. You hear me, Denny? Historical. About 765 million plus of Bulls. And I can't wait to hear it because it's in city. Oh my God. I know, shout out to Jarve, shout out to Manny. You know what I'm saying? Mets fans. I got to call Manny. Jarve have already spoke about it on a rap round table. You know what I'm saying? So they celebrating. And it's a beautiful thing. And you got to love sports, man, especially free agency time. Now, before I get out of here, yes, it's a little bit of basketball, Laker basketball. So, look, man, remember the argument couple of years ago about low management? Well, it's been longer than just a couple of years ago, but remember low management, low management. They was complaining about it. And then one thing was, hey, what about these people that come out to, especially people that come out to LA to see Bron play? Because if you back East, you're only going to be able to see Bron maybe once. Well, here's the thing. Back East, you got the tri-states. You know, the Midwest and the East Coast, they're able to go to different states and regions because they're closer. They're more packed in. California is next to Nevada and Mexico, Oregon, you know, places like Utah. But these are big states. It'll take me a while to get to Texas. It'd take me a while to get, it's 5-hour drive to Phoenix. You know what I mean? So we right there. It's a 3.5-4-hour drive to Vegas. But, you know, all the other teams are so spread out. Even I would have to catch a flight to go see Golden State. You know what I'm saying? Like the Warriors or Sacramento. That's still an hour or 2 hour and a half flight that I got to take. A 5-6-hour drive. You know, with them, they right there. If you in New York, you get to drive to Philly or New Jersey and shit like that. Drive down to Florida or fly down to Florida. It's right there. So it's difficult to see these players and stuff like that. And shout out to Britt. Britt came out here. We all went to the Lakers game. They played Portland. And then we got the notification. Now, I don't know if I got my notification late, but they announced that LeBron was going to be out, for me, 15 minutes prior to the game starting. Now, I wasn't tripping because I wasn't really into, I didn't really want to go to the game to begin with because it was a work night. I really don't like to do things on Sunday, but we went. And it didn't bother me as much, but they came to come see Bron. And to see that, it was like, damn, I finally understood. Like, it was secondhand embarrassment. This would be called secondhand disappointment. I was disappointed, not for myself, but for people who wanted to see Bron play. I got to see Bronny play, but the thing I take away from that, outside of, you know, and Ron is probably truly injured. We're talking about the players who probably taking a little bit more time off and stuff like that than they actually need. And Ben Simmons doesn't make it any better for people. But they played well. We had a lot of rookies that came in to play and hold it down a little bit. And they played well. And shout out to AD. AD Hachimura balled out that game. D'Lo showed up, especially in the second half. D'Lo showed up in the second half where he was just, and he does this. And that's the thing, because we're talking about the trading. We're talking about the trading season that's coming up again. And we've teased this. We've tampered around this long enough. Rob Pelinka, I'm not sure what this nigga is doing. It's like he'll do enough just to pacify us. But at the end of the day, it doesn't end up working out for us. They saying Brandon Ingram is not going to be in the trade views for the Lakers, when in prior to that, it was. So I'm kind of upset about that, because I would love for Brandon Ingram to come back and D'Lo would have to go. Why? D'Lo would give you a span of 5 to 10 games, a season, to where the nigga just takes over. But when we need him the most, he's not there. We've given D'Lo so many chances to be, just like Dennis Schroeder. We gave Dennis Schroeder the opportunity to be the third best player on a championship caliber team, and he didn't show up. And that's why he ended up being, he ended up going elsewhere. And it's like, we need him to step up because we need him to take some of that offensive burden off of the other two players. We need that. That's why Trae Young's name has been mentioned the past couple of seasons. Murray, his teammate, but prior to that, Murray before that, DeJounte Murray, because we need a guard to take some of that pressure off of our bigs and create offensive pressure on the opposing team. At the same time, we need fucking defense. We need perimeter defense. We lazy on defense, bro. And we showed it against Portland, to where at one point we went down by 11 in the first half. We end up being up by 14 at the half. I think it was like 59 to 45 or something like that. And then them niggas made a comeback. They made a comeback and brought it within, like, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3. Something like that. But we ended up winning, comfortably winning, to where we brought Bronny in with the last 2.5 minutes. He didn't score at all, but he did get a block. Shout out to Bronny for getting a block. I think he had like 2 or 3 shot attempts. They've been on this bumper, man. I'm a reserve judgment and some feedback on Bronny's game. I haven't really talked about Bronny that much this year, but I'll get to it, because I've been seeing a lot of people having their views on it. But, you know, we'll let it live. We'll let it live. They pick and choose when they want nepotism to work. So, and a lot of them don't even be Laker fans. Like, I can sit up there and respect the views and stuff from Laker fans, because we know what we need for our team. But for the outsiders, it's just topics that they, you know, you niggas got to talk about the Lakers. That's all I got to say about that. Open Run with BTG, man. Shout out to Juan Soto. Go get that bag, young man. Go get that bag.